With their second round pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Vikings took Eric Kendricks out of UCLA. He joins former teammate Anthony Barr on the Vikings roster, and he should be able to help Mike Zimmer's defense. How can he do it? Let's take a look at the tape and show you. Kendricks is a tackling machine, and he makes a lot of his plays line up right here as an inside linebacker, and in this case, a middle linebacker in a 4-3 scheme. Kendricks is the UCLA Bruins' all-time leading tackler, so he's around the ball a bunch, and that's what you're going to see on this film. This is going to be an inside handoff with two lead blockers, and this guy right here is going to take the handoff on the inside, and he's going to try and gain the edge. But Kendricks is going to put a stop to it before it can even begin. Watch Kendricks, again, lined up right here, run downhill and make this play on the running back, a tackle for loss. Now, the end zone view will give you a better idea of how Kendricks diagnoses this play, runs through the line of scrimmage, makes a solid hit, knocks the running back backwards. Reminds me a little bit of E.J. Henderson making tackles behind the line of scrimmage on running backs like that. The next play we'll look at will remind you a little bit of what Mike Zimmer and George Edwards did with the Vikings defense last season with their linebackers. Here is Kendricks lined up in the middle of the screen. He's going to sneak up toward the line of scrimmage, and he'll be in the A-gap. We saw the Vikings do this a little bit last season, and he's just too quick for the center to turn to his right and make a block. You can see here on this play. Here's the center. As soon as he snaps it, he's going to turn to his right and try and get a hand on Kendricks, but it's not going to work. Kendricks is too quick, and he gets through there. Imagine Kendricks and Anthony Barr lined up together in the A-gap. Those guys can make some plays. Next play we're going to show you is another one with Kendricks in the middle of the field lined up right there. He's going to make a play behind the line of scrimmage against the run. Now, one thing you have to do as a linebacker, you hope you're going to be able to run free and clean because the defensive tackles and defensive linemen will take up the blockers, but sometimes that doesn't happen, and you, as a linebacker, have to take on a blocker. That's what Kendricks does on this play. You're going to see Stanford's going to throw this fullback at Kendricks, going to meet him in the hole and try and create a seam for the running back. But Kendricks doesn't let it happen. He sidesteps the block right there and is athletic enough to make a play on the running back. Now, a lot of times you want to see linebackers run through blocks, take on those blocks and run through them. But if a guy is quick enough to get around that block like that and still make a play on the back, you'll definitely take it. The last play we'll show you is Eric Kendricks making a play against the pass. Here he is lined up right here, an outside linebacker in UCLA's nickel package. Now, watch him. He's going to read his man, which is this slot receiver right here. The slot receiver will come across the formation in motion. Kendricks will follow him. But as the play develops, Kendricks reads that this is a bubble screen right here. He's following his guy, reads bubble screen, comes off of his man, and attacks upfield, makes a tackle on Jalen Strong, who was also drafted this past weekend. Another tackle for loss, this time against the pass. So there you see Eric Kendricks, the skill set. He can run downhill and make a play against the run. He can shed or evade blockers and make a tackle. And he can play very well out in space because of his athleticism and his instincts. Hopefully, he's a big-time playmaker for the Vikings.